This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Are you kidding me? Do you think that disease is a spontaneous, random chance? No, disease has a cause.
The Health Ranger Report.
If you don't believe in cause and effect, then you don't believe in reality. Every disease has a cause.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Financial genius James Rickards is now channeling the Health Ranger. Yes, I say that with a sense of positivity and in a complimentary tone, because I've talked about the praises of James Rickards before, Jim Rickards, depending on how you want to call him. He was with Long Term Capital Management right before the big bailout in 1997, when we first heard the phrase, I believe, too big to fail. And he was on the front lines there. And James Rickards knows his stuff. I strongly recommend his books. By the way, go check out his books and audiobooks. I like to listen to audiobooks from smart people. And James Rickards is one of them. Now he's channeling something that I said, I don't know, a month ago, 6 weeks ago, something like that, in a podcast published at healthrangerreport.com. And I think also mentioned on bitraped.com. I warned that Bitcoin would be targeted by the establishment financial elite, and that they would take Bitcoin down. And I even mentioned several ways that they could do it, including printing fiat currency to buy Bitcoin in large amounts and then dumping it all on one day to crash the Bitcoin valuation, cause everybody to lose billions of dollars, and ruin the reputation of cryptocurrency forever. That's just one way they could do it. Very easy. It's probably already in process right now. But James Rickards now has published a new piece in which he says there is a consortium of big bankers, including JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs and many others, who are working on a new open source blockchain standard that would also have legal ramifications and regulatory ramifications. Basically, they're inventing a better blockchain than Bitcoin. And James Rickards says that those libertarians who think that Bitcoin can exist completely independent of government regulation are, quote, naive. Exactly. It's exactly what I said weeks ago. Of course the central banks are going to come after Bitcoin. And these Bitcoin promoters are incredibly naive if they think that they're just going to be left alone so that they can take over the world of money and make the central banks obsolete. They literally think the central banks are just going to sit there and do nothing and let themselves be steamrolled into oblivion by a network of geeks, basically, and libertarians who are burning up the world's electricity to mine Bitcoin. They're using like a gigawatt of electricity at this point. It's insane. But the idea that the central banks would just sit there and do nothing is unbelievably naive. Of course, the banks are going to fight back. Of course, governments are going to regulate Bitcoin. Do you really think that the global elite are going to sit there and do nothing? That they're going to be made irrelevant? No, of course not. And since Bitcoin is a digital fiat currency, it's backed by what? Yeah, it starts with F and it has five letters. The word is faith. Indeed, faith is what backs Bitcoin. Just faith. There's no gold standard behind Bitcoin. You can't trade you can't cash in Bitcoin for some guaranteed amount of anything. Bitcoin could be worth zero tomorrow, for all you know. And it has been very close to zero for a very long time, and it's bounced around, lost 50% in one day before, several times. Well, many times, actually. And the people who are in Bitcoin, they keep promoting Bitcoin, saying, well, it can't be a bubble because it keeps going up. It's like, really? Do you hear yourself? These are the same people who say, don't use dollars. It's fiat currency backed by nothing. Instead, use Bitcoin. It's digital fiat currency backed by nothing. Yeah, this is their whole argument. Like, really? Are you that naive? Apparently they are. Now, what James Rickards points out, which is a very good point, is that Bitcoin doesn't exist on Mars. Bitcoin can only be run on an infrastructure where, frankly, the government has a lot of regulatory power. We're talking about the internet. We're talking about HTTP. You know, we're talking about network traffic and routers and websites and online wallets and bank transactions to buy and sell Bitcoin. Lots of areas where the government can crack down on Bitcoin and make it obsolete whenever they want. The U.S. government, for example, could roll out its own approved blockchain technology, sponsored by JP Morgan and Chase and Wells Fargo and so on and so forth, and then simultaneously outlaw any unregulated cryptocurrencies, basically saying, well, Bitcoin's illegal. You know, look, this is the same government that says there's legal speed for your children to take, i.e. ADHD drugs, you know, hyperactivity drugs. Here, take this speed by prescription. It's approved by the government. And then there's street speed, which is illegal, even though it's the same amphetamines. Exact same chemical. One version is legal because the government backs it and it's run by corporations. And another version is completely illegal because the global powerful elite don't make money off of it. Same deal with marijuana. You see, you have, you know, drug companies playing around with CBD patents and cannabis patents. And you can bet that when those patents come through and those drug companies want to corner the market, the government just says, oh, well, hey, street CBD is illegal, but prescription CBD is totally legal because it makes our buddies rich in the pharmaceutical industry. Same deal with Bitcoin. It's going to be, oh, well, your street cryptocurrency, your unregulated, you know, Bitcoin used by rapists and drug dealers and smugglers and money launderers, that's illegal. But our government-approved blockchain, i.e. JP Morgan coin, whatever it is, oh, that's totally safe and approved and regulated. And when that day comes, Bitcoin's going to be worth almost nothing because everybody's going to sell their Bitcoin. Except maybe the hardcore libertarians who start out with nothing and will end up with nothing after the crash. Went from having nothing to being a millionaire on paper to having nothing again, because that's where Bitcoin is ultimately going. Even if the government doesn't regulate it essentially out of existence, you've got the mining problem. You can't scale up the mining on Bitcoin, already using a gigawatt or a gigawatt of electricity. You can pronounce it either way. Just to mine Bitcoin, I mean, like, many coal-fired power plants are providing the electricity now to mine Bitcoin in places like China, creating incredible, you know, if you believe the left on global warming, it's creating all the CO2 that's causing global warming. So Bitcoin is causing global warming, according to the left. It's using so much electricity, you see. So how's that sustainable? Well, it isn't. The bubble prices aren't sustainable. It may go higher. It may go a lot higher. Yeah, it could hit 10,000. It could hit 50,000. It just depends on, you know, how big the fad gets, how big the bubble is, the tulip bulb mania. You never can tell when people come to their senses and sell it or bail out of it. That day's coming, though, for Bitcoin. In any case, I'll wrap this up, but I just thought it was interesting that James Rickards, who is one of the most brilliant financial analysts that I've read, is essentially saying exactly what I told you 6 weeks ago. Same exact thing. And it has never been in doubt in my mind that the central banks and the global elite would never allow Bitcoin to take over. They're not going to allow it. They can regulate it out of existence. It's easy for them. They can set up a false flag. They can have a dirty bomb set off in, I don't know, Chicago. And then they can trace it back to a bunch of terrorists who use Bitcoin. Oh my God, Bitcoin funded the dirty bomb. Bitcoin funded the terrorists. And then they'll use that to just outlaw Bitcoin. It's so freaking easy. It's so simple. It's so obvious to me that they're going to do something like that. It's totally obvious. I don't know why Bitcoin people can't see that. I guess they're self-deluded because you know, they think they're getting rich. So they're deluding themselves, not realizing how quickly this whole thing is going to get clobbered by the powers that be. And some of the Bitcoin promoters are going to go to jail too for fraud. Because they've been pushing Bitcoin. Oh, it's going to go to $100,000 a coin. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, mortgage everything. Buy Bitcoin. They're going to get sued by people under securities laws. I mean, they're going to get prosecuted by the government in addition to being sued. People are going to be hammered by this when they, the powers that be, decide to destroy Bitcoin. In any case, check out my websites, bitraped.com and bitcoincrash.news. And if you own Bitcoin now and it hasn't crashed by the time you're hearing this, you might want to think about offloading it while you still can before the government makes its move. Now, they might be another year, might be 2 years, might be 2 weeks. Who knows? That's the thing. You don't know. If you're holding Bitcoin, you're holding a hot potato. Playing Russian roulette with your wallet, and you just might lose whenever the government decides to take action. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.